Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Mikey. Not really a fancy entrance or anything that's going on this time. It's just going to be me talking about the show and talking about how things ended and how it would be nice if things would have worked out the way they should have. But fortunately, we don't always get things the way we want in life, and sometimes things happen, and unfortunate events, kind of act of God type situation, but there's nothing that can be done. There's nothing you can do, there's nothing you can say that's going to make it better or change it, you know what I mean? We live life in an awkward situation to where timing signatures make certain things happen, and if you don't do a certain thing in that certain time frame, it changes the course of your actions and what could be possibly a certain path of your life. So then it takes you on a different path of your life. So, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about some things like that because of our old show. And just want to say thank you to everyone that was on the old show. Everyone was amazing and made that show what it was. I was just the mediator, so to speak, and kind of the comedy relief at some points. but the main guys that were the backbone of that show, were George Phillips, George the Flash Phillips, John, the Green Lantern, and Nathan Malik, you know, Superman. And we had a nice cohesive unit of George was really funny. He wasn't really super knowledgeable about comics at the time, but he knew enough to come on and kind of ask questions, and he's kind of like the new guy to the group. And me and Nathan were the veterans, and John was just obscenely knowledgeable about every little thing. Like, oh my god, the man was a human dictionary for comic books and nerd memorabilia asunder. So it was amazing at first because we were all so excited to get the ball rolling because there wasn't really anything like this around at the time. I think the only other really podcast that was going on was like Kevin Smith. And I didn't even know that he had a podcast until somebody told me. They're like, oh, you guys are doing a show like that fat guy from Clerks. I'm like, you mean Kevin Smith? You know, like, yeah. Like, oh, wow, he has a podcast about superheroes. I'm like, yeah, he has for a long time. And yeah, and it kind of went on from there. So I'll say thank you to Kevin Smith. He's been a big influence on me real recently for wanting to do the actual show and everything. My college studies for broadcast communications. This is my niche. This is what I went to school for. This is what I'm good at. This is what I should be doing. And I decided I'm going to get back into it. And if I can't work in the career I went to school for, then I'll make something out of it with this, hopefully. And maybe something will take off from there. But back to the guys in the show. They were so amazing. Like I said, George was a comedy relief. Nathan was knowledgeable, and John was super knowledgeable. Nathan was super funny. Getting together with those guys was like if I had a bad day or anything, walk to work and walk back home, probably like a mile or 2 miles to work and then 2 miles home after working 8, 9, 10 hours in a hot kitchen, and just talking about nerdy fun stuff with those guys was like the biggest relief in my life at that point. And like, it's probably the best year of my life I've ever had, that I can honestly say. And it's just one of those things I look back and I reflect on. And I, like I said, I wish it was just certain things that hadn't happened. And I just want to go ahead and be a man and apologize about some of the things I did. And you know, you can't change them. You can only move forward. If I could go back in time with Doc Brown and a DeLorean, I'd punch myself and we eat jelly beans and stop what was going to happen that caused everything to break up. But it wasn't just me either. There was other things going on with everybody's life. People got tired of doing the show. People didn't want to do the show anymore. People got tired of other people for other reasons, unbeknownst to me. It wasn't me, but it was other people that were just bickering with each other. And that's with anything, I feel like, when you have a project. If you're around someone for too long, unless you've been best friends with them from a little kid, you're not gonna last long in any endeavors, because one person wants to do one thing one way, one person, or it's just maybe the mindset of the person, the people. Like, you get into an activity with someone, some people can handle repetitive things over and over and over, and some people get burnt out on things really quickly because they have an active mind. And I feel like that was a part of it too. A big part of it was there was a member in our group that was sick, and he was dealing with cancer, and God bless the man, he put everything he had into that show, and I really miss him. I wish he was around to be a part of the show and do it again, but he resides with a company of angels now, hopefully, and he's walking around up there. So God bless you, John. Thank you for everything you did for us, brother. But he was a big part of the show. I think it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. He'd like this man was like he kept to himself. Like, he was one of those guys that's like, he just liked to do his own thing. He was just all about his own business. He's a very private man. And it was really cool when we got the invite to go to Superman Fest. And we had a stand right next to the Yiro stand. So, like, oh my God, I got so fat. And it was really cool to see him kind of come out of that shell where, like, people were laughing with him. He was cracking jokes, throwing corn dogs at me when we went to the fair, and, like, going to gamble with us and playing on the Ghostbusters machine with me, and, like, talking to girls and just, like, getting pictures with girls. And it was really amazing. And I really, really enjoy those memories. And the memories of hanging out with Nathan there too, and like, that was super fun. That's one of the best memories in my life, was hanging out with those guys and talking about nerdy things and sending up stuff for the American Cancer Society and getting everything rolling on the ball with that, and just being at Superman Fest in general for 3 days. We got massively sunburnt, but it was worth it. And we got a lot of cool stuff and memorabilia out of it. Met some cool people. Picked up a lot of fans there. Like, seriously, like, the next show, I think, we got home, did a post Superman Metropolis Fest, or Superman Fest Metropolis show, and like, there was like 50,000 people on our thing. So, like, all the advertising there paid off, but it wasn't meant to be. It was one of those things where, just like, after that show, our steam kind of dropped off, and everybody, I just feel like, was tired, and there's other things that were going on too. And but, like, nobody really wanted to do it anymore. The show at the Joker's Den, I feel like that was our last show, and it was at a bar, and it was trying to, like, advance the show to, like, other aspects where, like, hey, we do it here, we can talk to people, but it didn't work out like that, and different people had different ideas, and we just all went our own separate ways for a while and didn't really talk to each other, honestly, any of us, for, like, 3 or 4 years. And then I ran into Nathan, and he wanted to do the show again, and then we can just never really get back on track and get it to the way that things were. And then John passed away. God bless you, brother. And then George, I didn't talk to George here recently while we've been hanging out. And there was other things that were going on with people too, besides the show and stuff, that I don't feel it's appropriate to talk about. But we all had stuff going on. It wasn't just one of us. It was like multiple, all four of us. And it was really sad to me, because it's like one of those things when I look back on, I'm like, man, we were so into what we were doing, and we were doing so good. We had sponsors, we had things set up for further shows at Comic Cons, and it was like, it just all fell apart right in front of us like that, like snap of a finger, and it's gone. It's like, wow, this is unbelievable. But I do want to say thank you to all those people that helped us, like the people I was with at the time, like my girlfriend at the time, Rachel. She was a big help. She let us use her tablet and like a lot of audio programs there, and she put up with my stuff, and she was really amazing about the whole thing. And she used to bring us Arby's, and she was really cool to the whole thing. And she actually brought us an Avengers banner from like the movie theater, and it was like, oh my God, that thing was so huge. It covered up a whole wall. That's how big it was. It had all the Avengers on it. Like when the first Avengers movie came out, it was so amazing. But yeah, just reminiscing about the old times of the old show, like, I'll never forget it. It's probably what's going to be what propels me forward to do this new show and make it better and kind of get things more in order, more organized, and have one mind, one body, of movement towards progression and things like what we were doing. I already got booked at Superman Fest this year, so you'll be able to see me if and then whoever my compatriots will be at that time. I don't know exactly. That's another thing. The new show is called The House of Madness, or The House That Madness Built. And it's just basically going to be me talking about a variation of different things, like things I love, things that are going on in the world, comic-related stuff, segments, different things. Like some of the stuff probably have a show about some Dragon Ball Z stuff about Super and comparing it to the old Dragon Ball Z. I'd really like to get Matt Baker on to talk about that, but I know that man works his self to death constantly. And I'll probably get George in on that, which will be a really good reunion. And then probably some other Dragon Ball Z people that are just like uber into it. And then I'll probably do some other comic stuff and talk about Suicide Squad, how much I really didn't like it, and have some other people talk about it. Probably have my good friend Ricky Spinks come on and talk about it because he loves the movie. And I'd like to get some other people to talk about it. And then probably do some stuff about the direction of how Marvel and DC are going right now, and their movie path pertains to the direction of how their movies are going to go as with the new Justice League movie, and then if Marvel is actually going to progress forward with the Infinity Gauntlet series. And then we'll just have a bunch of other, like I'll have a sports thing at the end of every show just to keep it up because I love Chicago sports. And then we'll be doing a lot of random stuff. Like, I don't know what it is, but I am addicted to Making a Murderer. And just, it's the Stephen Avery case. I just found myself ingratiated into it. Like, I am wrapped up in it in a big ball, and I can't get myself out of it. I just want to see him go free, and I want to see Brandon Dassey go free, and I'm totally immersed into that whole situation. Like, I check my phone constantly to see if there's any updates about the situation of him. But apparently Brandon Dassey is supposed to be released, and there's something going on with his release was appealed by the state. So I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff. We'll probably do a couple shows about that. And then we'll probably do some stuff about other shows I love and some other friends. Probably do something about Supernatural and for like a week. And these are going to be week-long things. It's not just going to be one day because I'm going to be doing 30-minute shows a day. And then, like I said, I'd like to bring Nick Lucian on the show for that one on Supernatural. That'd be really cool. He's an avid fan of that show, and the man's really smart. And then I'll probably have some other weird stuff like science and talk about alien stuff and some documentary stuff and like X-Files and got all kinds of good stuff planned. And I actually got some surprises coming up too. I got some pretty big like guests that I'm going to have on the show, like in person and then also via phone. So I'm really excited about that. I don't want to ruin anything. Spoilers. You guys are going to love it. But should be something to look forward to. And, like, those are just some of the ideas. I want to take the time to just think about what was and move forward in a positive direction. I'm so glad that that show happened. It changed a lot of things in my life, but it wasn't, like, completely life-changing, and I want this show that I got going to be life-changing and be my job. So anyone who wants to support me, you know my page on Facebook, it's Mikey Parks. Like I said, the new show is The House That Madness Built. Tomorrow there will be a show at 8:30 a.m., and I'll just be talking about some of the older things from the old show, and then some of the other things that we're going to be doing for the new show. And this is basically where we're headed in the direction. Kind of more along what I just did this last few minutes there. But I just wanted to get this out of the way for, like, my old radio hosts. And I try to get a hold of them to do this with me, but it's, like, one of those things where, like, I've just been waiting for years to do this. And I don't think we would ever be able to get in the room and not cry about John and not be hysterical and fucking... It would just be an ongoing thing, and I just felt like this was the best way to do it. So I apologize for Nathan and George not being here, but I'm sure they send her regards, and they love all of you, and they probably say thank you for all the support and everything you've done for us too through that show. And there's a lot of stories. Like, George was surprised how big our radio show was getting. I remember he used to tell me there was a story that he went to Benton Walmart one time to get some alcohol, and some girl was ringing him out. And she's like, "Can I see your ID?" And he goes, "Yeah, hold on." And it said George Phillips, and she read it. She goes, "Oh, my God, are you George Phillips from the Just Us League, George the Flash Phillips?" And he's like, "Holy shit, yeah? You listen to that?" I don't know their exact conversation, remember how he said it, told it to me, but this lady knew who he was, and it just surprised the shit out of him. And he came home and was like, guys, hey, look at this girl. Like, and then I had other people we met just wandering around Benton that were like, "Yeah, we know who you guys are. Our kids listen to your show. They think you're hilarious. They love you." And then just like when we went to Superman Fest, that was overwhelming. It was like people from all over the place, like, they knew who we were. They were asking us to take pictures and stuff. It was really, really awkward, because that's, like, I used to play music, and I had people that were my friends afterwards be like, "Oh, yeah, good show. And then random people be like, "Hey, that was cool," but they were already there to see the other bands, or it was other band members. So this is a completely different stage to where, like, you know it's just you four, and you're at a festival, and random people are coming up and telling you they're a fan of what you do, as far as something that you were passionate about. So it was really intriguing, confusing, and humbling also at the same time. And it was a really, really, really great thing that happened. And like I said, I look back on it, and I wish we could have kind of put a chokehold on it and strangled it the right way to where we could force it the way we want to. But that's not how life is. Things go their own path. People do their own things. Life has a way of telling you it's going to do what it wants with you. And God also shows you a way, a path that you might not have known before. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you got to go through some things to get to be who you are today as a better person. Oh, also on the new show, there will also be episodes where I don't do anything comic related or anything. It's just going to be like self-improvement and talking about your health mentally and physically and things you could do, family, stuff like that. Also probably have some music shows coming up, because I'm a big fan of music, and I really want to get back into, like, newer music, but I feel like everything's crap. That's how old I'm getting. Like, I feel like I'm getting to that point where I'm so old to where, like, any new thing that comes out, I'm like, "Oh, that sucks, shit, let's just listen to some old Incubus or some Blink-182. I feel like the old person in the room. So it's really awkward, but yeah, so I'd like to, if anybody's got any new music bands that they think they love, I'm into everything. The only thing I'm really not into is rap. I really don't like rap. I like R&B, and I like some old school rap, but I don't like any of that new stuff. I feel like it's boring, and it's not intricate, or and I'm not going to pick at it, because I don't want to start a whole deal about it, but yeah. But yeah, that's probably a couple shows we'll have. It's going to be a lot of stuff. Like I said, I'm really excited. There's going to be people that used to be on the show, I'm going to have some friends come on the show. I'm also going to be having tryouts. So if any of you want to be able to come on the show and just wing it with me and just talk, that's basically what I need, is maybe one or two more people to talk and be able to communicate to people in a proper way and to me, and kind of just go with the show and go with the flow and see what you got as far as being able to speak. And like I said, you can get a hold of me on my Facebook. It's Mikey Parks. And my friends, there's a link here also on the page here to goes directly to my Facebook if I don't know you personally and you're interested. So you can just send me a message to Messenger, and I'll try and get back to you as quickly as I can. But I just want to say much love to everybody. It's been a long journey from the first time I did this 7 or 8 years ago in my girlfriend's room on a tiny phone. As to where now I have my own little studio set up. So, and it's different because I've grown as a person too, and I feel like my mind and the situation and that I've been through in life has helped me a lot through a lot of things. And the other people that are going to be on the show is going to be great. I can't wait for the interaction with them. Probably have some stuff about food too, because I'm a big foodie. Like, oh my God, I love trying new things. If you guys haven't been to Banzai in Marion, Illinois, please go. And there's a they have a secret menu It's kind of like Backyard Burger, where they do the animal style and four-wheel drive style. They have a secret menu as well at Bantai in Marion. It's a Thai food place, and you'll want to order the drunken noodles. This is the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. It's like heaven on earth. But getting back to, sorry, I just got off kilter there. Yeah, we'll probably have some shows for food and stuff too. But like I said, comics, there'll be stuff to talk about. The Netflix shows we all watch, probably Stephen Avery stuff, some detective stuff, some documentary stuff, probably a lot of serial killer stuff, comic book movie related things, interviews with actors, people via the phone that I know that are actors that have agreed to already talk to me within the next month or two when they have free time. And probably some food stuff too, like I said. But it's really going to be interesting. I look forward to it. I'm really excited about it. I hope you guys look forward to it. Like I said, it's a lot more prepared and organized now. There will be sound clips in the next one. We'll have an opening and closing and sound clips and a chance for you guys to call in on the next one and be able to talk with me and answer questions, any questions you have, and I'll be able to speak with you. Like I said, that show's tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Anybody who's interested, you're more than welcome. But I do want to take this time to say thank you to Nathan, George, and John again. And without you guys, I wouldn't have been able to do this. And Rachel, and people that helped us with Superman Fest and all the other things that went on. All the people that helped us there, and people from American Cancer Society. And it was a big joint effort. And I'm sad that it didn't stay as long as it did, but it's also, I'm glad that worked out because now I have this. And hopefully I can get some of those guys on here. Who knows, maybe they'll end up becoming a part of the show. I would love that, but I know how busy everyone is. Just want to take this time to say people change, people move on. You're not destined to always be the same person. People can change. Love one another. Love yourself. Do what you need to do to get yourself and your mind right in this crazy thing we call life. Like, it's not a game. It's a serious thing. When years progress and continue to progress by, and you find yourself stuck to where you feel like you have nowhere to go, try and talk to someone. Get help. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family, because we don't want to lose you. And I know it's hard. I went through a lot of things myself. The people that I was in this group with have gone through similar things. I love them all like my brothers, and they all care about you too. So just talk to someone. And but we must go through things from the past that will test you so we can move forward and be stronger. And that's what I'm going to do. So thank you for your time. This is me signing off. I just want to say I love you all. And hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to talk to you all tomorrow morning. And I'll have everything set up, and we can move on, and it'll be the first show. And we'll be talking about some of the things we're going to be doing on that show, and then just like some random things and just kind of laughing. So hopefully I can talk to you guys tomorrow and call in, and we'll have a good time. I love you guys. This is Mikey Mayhem signing off, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. And you guys have a wonderful day. And introduce a little chaos, a little anarchy, a little mayhem in your life, but do it in good spirits. One love.